Welcome to the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Molden. I'm a former NFL player of 8 years, author, speaker, and personal development coach. Whether you're seeking training, nutrition, mindset, leadership, or recruiting tips, you've come to the right place. Our goal is to help you navigate the recruiting process and stay proactive. Let's get you going. Hi, this is Alex Molden once again, coming at you at the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. And this is a place where you can go and get helpful information that can help your son or daughter get recruited or help in the recruiting process to help get some or all of college paid for. We give tips on leadership, NIL, personal development, you know, everything that you need to help set yourself apart when it comes to getting recruited. Okay, so today's episode is going to be all about like leadership and what exactly that is, right? Because you hear that from coaches, is he or she needs to become a better leader. Well, what the hell does that mean? What does leadership mean? And for me, because I live in this world, I speak on it, I wrote a book on it, leadership is influence. That's it. It's influence. So how do you influence people, right? There's different ways. And typically what happens is, especially in sports, is they look at who's the best athlete, right? Who's the fastest kid? Who's the best athlete or who has the most ability, right? If they're not the best athlete, who is the best at their sport? And typically those people are the leaders. And that's not necessarily like the best thing. That's not the best option. Because what if that person, the best athlete, the best, the kid with the best ability doesn't communicate, right? He's not a great communicator, he or she. They don't speak, right? So it's not just about your ability, but you have to be able to communicate. That's a huge one. You have to have knowledge, right? Knowledge of the scheme of what your team wants to do. Okay. A big one for me, the number one influencer is character. What type, and which is who they are. What type of character are they? Are they somebody who is, everything is handed to them, right? They might be a great athlete. They might be the best and their position, but what if they're like entitled? That doesn't make as a good captain. What if that person is someone who has a short fuse, who is very emotional and is angry, starts fights, picks on kids? You know what I'm saying? So it's not just about those other tangibles. You get to decide what type of leader you're going to be. And it starts with your character. Right. And the second one in my mind is intuition, which is how you feel, how you make others feel. Do you make other people feel valued? Right. We can teach them. We can teach them how to be a good teammate, how to be a good leader. Is you help your teammates become better. And you can do that by showing them the way, right? Through your abilities. If you're first in line, you show them the tempo. You show them, you know, how you go about things, the culture that you want to create. But then you also egg them on, push them on. You put your hand around them and, you know, you say, hey, I saw this in you. Man, that was a great job. Man, let's keep going like that because, you know, we got something here. We're going to be a great team. You don't belittle them in front of their teammates. You don't make them feel embarrassed, right? That's what leadership is. It's influence. And so, you know, there's different ways how you influence people. And not everybody's the same. I'm not influenced by, you know, how much you talk. Because I've been around some talkers, right? And some good and some bad. But that's not going to influence me. Right? What is going to influence me is your character, what type of person you are, right? If you're one person when you're in your sport, but then outside of your your sport, you cheat, you lie, you throw other people underneath the bus, you do all these different things. And then when you're back in your sport, you're like this super duper person, right? That we look up to. I don't buy that. I don't jive with that. So I implore you, if you are a parent, is really shine a light on your child's character and help uplift them to be, just be good people. You know what I'm saying? and we can practice this. We can practice this on a day-to-day basis, no matter in what environment, you can be a good person. And hopefully you know what being good is. Hopefully you know what being good is doing the right thing, even when nobody's watching you. That's character, right? And so it starts with that. But understand, you got to be able to communicate. You got to know what the hell you're doing, right? You got to make people feel a certain way, hopefully it's positive, and feel good that they're there. And understand this, not everybody's going to have the same buy-in, the same passion as you. Understand that right off the bat. Not everybody's going to be playing the sport to get a scholarship. And that's cool too. But what are their other reasons that they're playing that sport? And then drive that to them, right? I didn't run track to win state or to be the fastest in the school where I was at. Man, I ran track because of a girl, Tina Gilbert. That's why I ran track, and to be with my buddies. But number one, I want to be close to Tina Gilbert, right? So, you know, we all are pulled to play sports for different reasons, and it's all good, right? It's all good. But getting as a leader, you got to get to know, right? Relationships is also an influencer. You get to know your teammates and not just get to know what their abilities are in their sport, but also get to know them outside of their sport. Right? Get to know what type of person they are, you know, who you can tease and who you cannot, but get to know who your teammates are. That's huge in terms of leadership. Okay. So today was a short one. I just really want to knock out this leadership and what exactly it is, right? Because there's a lot of people that, you know, even as parents, you tell you need to be a better leader. Well, how do I do that? What exactly is it? You know, most people, they just deal in, they're in a position of leadership, right? They're a parent. They're the captain. And so they are in a position of leadership. And at school, and understand that you're going to have to deal with that in society. You know, there's bosses, there's owners, there's all these people who are in a position of leadership. But what even goes deeper is relational leadership, not just positional, relational, meaning create relationships with your teammates. Okay. Any team I was ever on, and I've been on some good teams, I've been on some horrible teams. The horrible teams, there's no relationship building. It's just, we come in, we're together as a team, and then we break off and that's it. We don't hang. We don't do anything. But when you can create a relationship amongst team members, and it has to be diverse, it can't just be clicky, right? But getting to know people who don't just look like you or play the same position as you or listen to the same music. No, you still have to create relationships to be a really good team with everybody, right? With everybody on the team. And the more people you have like that, the better off you're going to be. Okay, so understanding positional relationship, positional leadership, but also relational leadership. I think that's stronger, that's deeper. Okay, so hey, while we're here, make sure you take advantage of a scholarship athlete quiz. And it takes about 3 minutes. All you got to do is go to our website, scholarshipathleteacademy.com. And you go on there and you click on the tab and you take this quick little quiz thing. It's about 3 minutes long. And it really sets you up. It lets you know where you are. Now, you might have a different idea of where you're at in this recruiting world. And, you know, taking this quiz will set you straight, like exactly where you are and where you might need to improve, or you might need to pull different levers. Okay, so make sure you take advantage of it. It's free, okay? And it spits you out exactly where you're at, all right? So, and if you need any help, there's more information on the website, scholarshipathleteacademy.com. All right, until next week, have a good one. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Scholarship Athlete Podcast. If you got value out of this episode or these episodes, I want you to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I want you to follow us. Follow the show. Okay, follow the show. That's number one. Number two, leave a review. Okay, 5 stars are dope. I'll take 4. Okay, but 5 stars are dope. And what that does is it gets more impactful guests to be on the show, to be able to give you guys information, okay? And then the third thing I would love for you to be able to do is share this show. Share this show to individuals who are going through the recruiting process or just starting and might be stuck, okay? These interviews, whether it's solo episodes or when I have guests on there, they're very powerful because they can change the trajectory of a child's scholarship journey. Okay? So if you do those 3 things, I would greatly be appreciated. Okay, I'll see you guys next week.